Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. I actually had to print out a couple documents today. So fast. And so clear, so pristine. It was quite impressive.
That's the best. The worst thing in the world, and again, you go back to the movie Office Space, what are they beating the heck out of?
What is PCO
that dang
letter?
Printer that they mean? Can't figure out. So to have a printer that works when you push a button, that spits out exactly what you want, and it's clear and sharp to present to somebody or that you have to read is an amazing luxury in this world.
Fantastic Office it Space
is.
Drop right
yes,
there.
Yes, you got
good.
It.
Oh, and they take it out.
How you see my stapler?
They take it out in the park, and they're just like beating that.
Yes.
Beating the copier.
Dang, it feels good to be a gangster.
That's right. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here on CBD. We're going to start to get into our grades in the Tampa Bay game momentarily. We also want to get your grade on quarterback of the Browns, Brian Hoyer, through 8 games, 5-3 now this year. 8-3 as a starter with the Browns. So I'd say in this category that matters the most, he is doing pretty darn good here. But we're going to go to the phones quickly. 216-578-0850. Oh, no calls?
Damian dropped.
Yeah, Damian dropped.
Oh, Damian. All right. Well, if you guys want to call up, talk about Greg Little, talk about this game, what this game means, Brian Hoyer, do it. Any other questions you got, 216-578-0850. We're going to get into our grades of the game for the Browns and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll start on the offensive side of the ball, obviously, and we'll start with the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Brian Hoyer, who came out in this game. Times it was shaky. At times, the offense was booed by the dog pound because of their ineffectiveness, but ultimately they found a way to get 22 points on the scoreboard. Brian Hoyer in this game throwing for 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He was 21 of 34, averaged nearly 9 yards per attempt, and had a rating of 85.4 on the day. Matt, how would you grade Brian Hoyer?
I'm going to give Brian Hoyer a B. I think it's exceptional anytime you can get to 300 yards. I think also, too, the fact of the matter that Brian Hoyer is, being 21 of 34, it's a decent percentage. There were some missed balls, some balls thrown away just to get rid of it. But it was the unfortunate, tipped interception. But the other one was extremely ugly. It was ugly right to him in a coverage that he should have been aware. So Brian Hoyer is going to get a B for me. And I just think, a lot of those boos, as I said yesterday, 50% of it was play calling, 50% of it was execution by the players. And it takes more than one guy to fail in execution.
It certainly does. I'm going to give Brian Hoyer a B. I think at times I saw a D game from him. But to me, his ability to make that one throw when he needs to make it has continued to be very impressive. And he needed to make that throw down to Taylor Gabriel to put the Browns ahead 34 yards, hush down. And he did that. And that's why he gets a B from me. There's still reads I'd like to see him make. There's still throws I'd like to see him make that he isn't. We had some accuracy issues at times on a couple of those slants behind people. But ultimately, some big third down conversions to Miles Austin. He had the pass to Taylor Gabriel. The one that he dropped in the bucket to Jim Dre on 3rd and 1.
Yes.
Really,
it was,
when he ran left and threw right, he was unbelievable.
He was. And again, to look through, because you look up at those beautiful HD screens at First Energy Stadium, and they showed like an up close replay of that play. And Dre's got his arms out to catch it. And when you talk about like in the bucket, it literally fell between his elbows. Over his shoulder, almost skims his helmet and falls into his elbows, and it was right on his chest. All he had to do was squeeze his hands against his chest. It wasn't even like he caught it with his hands. It was dropped perfectly. Great angle, great throw.
Great throw by Brian Hoyer there. So he gets a B from me. Looking at the running backs now, Terrence West, 15 carries, 48 yards, 3.2 a pop. He did have the 1 catch for 2 yards for a touchdown. Ben Tate, 10 carries, 3 yards, 0.3. But did catch 4 passes for 29 yards, including one that got the Browns down to the 5-yard line there. Now, that could have been a throw, by the way, that if it was in the field, he could have walked in for a touchdown.
Yes.
But still got him down the 5-yard line. The Browns put points on the board there. How would you grade this running back group in this one?
I'm going to grade these guys as a B, and I'll tell you why. The reason why is because I liked what I saw from Terrence West when he was decisive and he made his reads fast. I also, too, I love the fact that Brian Hoyer, you know, got Ben Tate into the game by throwing the ball to him, something we've been talking about for a couple weeks that we don't do. And hopefully we can see the production that comes out of getting rid of the football, taking a sack, throwing it away, or forcing a throw by just dumping it off to your running back and getting positive yards. And also, too, the grade would have been lower, but the block by Terrence West on the Gabriel touchdown, in my eyes, you know, solidified them as a solid B in this game. Even though lack of production.
I was going to say, for me, I need to see a little bit more production to give them a solid B. I'm going to give them a C+. I think Ben Tate, again, continues to struggle running the football. 10 carries for 3 yards. Now, that's not all on the running backs, but I thought there were times where there were holes that the running backs did not hit as they should. Terrence West got north-south a little bit better, but there were still times when there were holes that weren't hit as they should be. He did have the huge block, and I thought that block to allow Brian Hoyer to hit Taylor Gabriel for the game winner was massive, and I think it was the best play of Terrence West's young career, and a tip of the cap to him. So that one was so good. Maybe I'll give him a B-. Maybe I'll be generous. Why not? It's coming off of a win. We'll go up to a B- because of that block, because of the fact that they were a little bit of a factor in the pass game, and because of the fact that at times Terrence West did get a little more north-south running the football. I still want to see the Crow involved with the ground game, and I'm not going to stop saying that. It's just what I want to see, and I can continue to be denied on it. Obviously, I am not a coach. I'm just a guy on CBD with Mr. Matt Wilhelm.
That's right.
Nonetheless.
Not a bad place to be, by the way.
Not a bad play. I'm very happy about it. I'm happy with that lot. So, all right. So, those are the running backs. Let's go to the wide receivers here in this game. Taylor Gabriel led the team 5 catches. 87 yards and a touchdown. Miles Austin, 3 for 54. Every single one of those catches went for a first down. Travis Benjamin had 2 catches for 52 yards. Both of his grabs went for more than 20. Hawk, 3 for 34, including some tough catches over the middle where he took a big pop. Wide receiver grades for you in this one.
These guys are getting an A in my eyes, and I've talked a lot about them in the postgame show in Browns Overtime. I talked about them yesterday. They are going to battle for Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer, up to this point, again, only completing 57.9% of his passes. Small wide receivers, so inaccurate quarterback and small wide receivers, but the production is still from this group. Again, we missed Hawk late in the game. We're still without Josh Gordon, without Jordan Cameron. They produce. They make the catches. They make the plays when their number is called. And you got to love, again, just to talk about that Taylor Gabriel story, to watch your Browns overtime interview with him was awesome. You could see he's like a kid in a candy store to be a part of something special here in Cleveland.
He's so happy to be a part of it, and he basically went in and pled his case to get this opportunity, and it's looking very smart. The Ray Farmer heard him, kept him around, as he said, 5 for 87 in the touchdown. I'm going to give these receivers an A-. I think that Taylor Gabriel, great game. He ad-libbed on that touchdown. The slant was covered. He saw Hoyer by time, felt the DB press up on him, and just sprinted past him for the game-winning touchdown. Miles Austin, when you need a big play, get it to Money Miles. This guy,
Money Miles. I like that.
12 straight catches have gone for first downs. Half of them have been on third downs, 3 for 54, and had that huge catch on third down to set up a field goal at the end of the first half, and then another huge catch in the second half on a third down to get them out of their own end zone. And while that drive ultimately ended in an interception, it got them away from their goal line, flipped the field. So that was important there.
Now, does he know? One quick question for you, Nathan. Does he know he's Money Miles yet?
I don't know. I feel like we'll have to tell him.
Well, as you go down to do your player interviews, you have to let him know he's Money Miles
when,
in our eyes.
When I go down in MW, I will throw out the MM Money Miles to him there. Hawk, I thought, had some nice catches and certainly paid a big price. And Travis Benjamin ran a couple of those seam routes for this team and picked up 52 yards. 2 catches, 52. That's how you beat the cover two. He loosened that up a little bit. So great job overall from these receivers. The tight ends, obviously no Jordan Cameron there. Jim Dre, Gary Barnage, 3 catches for 42 yards on the day. Dre, though, that huge catch on that third down to set up the Browns touchdown. Overall, not a massive impact from the tight ends,
no.
But they didn't do anything that great or anything that poor in this game against Tampa.
And I think just based on our personnel, understanding, you know, Gary Barnage's skill set as well as Jim Gray's, you could know they weren't built into the game plan the way a Jordan Cameron would be. For that reason, I'm going to give them a B. Again, I think they recovered to be able to block that edge, even though there wasn't much of a run game. They held suit. They were not you know, blown off the ball like they were last week against the Oakland Raiders with Khalil Mack. And again, as you said, when the ball was thrown their way, they made the play. You know, the batted ball that ended up in interception was intended for Gary Barnidge, but that's out of his control. So they're going to need a B in my eyes.
Yeah, I would give them a B. I think nothing spectacular. The blocking, they did a little bit better job on the edge than they did last week, so it was an improvement there. But again, nothing spectacular. Actually, I'm going to give them a C. I'm going to be a tougher grader on the tight ends because it was an average performance. They did what they had to do when they had to do it, but at the same time, nothing spectacular, so that's what I'll give them. Offensive line, tough one to grade, I think, this week. A lot of very good individual performances, but still as a unit, thought they struggled. Hoyer was sacked 3 times on the day. We know the ground game produced just 1.8 a pop.
I'm going to go C-plus here, as you said. Very tough to grade, or even a C. C-plus is because they were just a shade above average in my eyes. A lot of the plays that Brian Hoyer made were outside the pocket, you know, moving that pocket. We talked about the Terrence West. You know, he deviated away from the entire offensive line to make that throw. And again, the lack of production on the ground is why they're going to be an average offensive line until they get that fixed, in my eyes.
It's true. I'm going to give them a C as well. Not a strong performance but not a terrible performance either. Gerald McCoy obviously had his way a couple of times getting into the backfield. Nick McDonald, I thought, struggled at times, but rebounded with a much better second half than he had a first half. It's a unit that's still growing. We got to see the fullback Hero Small, I think, step up a little bit. I thought he struggled, missed some blocks in that game. Didn't necessarily look like he knew where he was going. So I'm going to give the C to the offensive line because overall, Brian Hoyer on some of those plays, they were slow developing plays, and had time to make it. Now, you move the pocket, that's fine, but you're still sliding your protection, knowing the pocket's being moved, and I thought they did a good job with some of that stuff. You want to get better. I think ultimately when you look at this, offensively, this was not a great game. We handed out a bunch of C's here. They need to get better, and I think they need to get better up front. They need to get better running the football, and Brian Hoyer needs to get better taking care of it again. 2 interceptions. You don't want to see that. Could have had 2 again last week. Could have had 2 against Jacksonville. So you want to be a little bit more careful with the football, do the Browns, and hopefully that will continue. They'll progress against a defense that's struggling in Cincinnati. That's the good news. That D really struggling right now for the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, when we come back, we're going to get to the phones, 216-578-0850, and we will also be talking with you guys about the hot topics of the day. We'll get into our defensive grades. We'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. And still to come at 2 o'clock, Ross Tucker will join us from SiriusXM NFL Radio. That's all coming up here on a Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.